This is the Composer's Datebook for July 29th. I'm John Burge. As a young man in his 20s, just starting out on his musical career, the Czech composer Antonín Dvořák had a rough time making ends meet. He played viola in a theater orchestra, worked as a church organist, and took on music students. But by the time he hit his 30s, things started to click when the German composer Johannes Brahms took Dvořák under his wing and helped Dvořák find a publisher. The year 1878 was a particularly auspicious one for Dvořák. The publication of his first set of Slavonic dances for piano four hands had proven to be a hit, and Dvořák was approached by the leader of the Florentine String Quartet and asked to write a chamber piece in this popular Slavonic style. The result was Dvořák's String Quartet No. 10. Dvořák showed it to Brahms, who liked the new work, and in turn showed it to some of his friends, including Josef Helmesberger, who played in a string quartet known as the best in Vienna. But as it turned out, Dvořák's new quartet was premiered in Berlin on today's date in 1879 by a string quartet headed by another of Brahms' old friends, the virtuoso violinist Josef Joachim. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.